You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. You know, I could do a whole setup song and dance here, tick through a couple of things that happened this week, and then get to the substance. Or we could just get to the substance, right? Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Jordan Holman's at Bloomberg. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so look, I want to do this. So there's going to be a little bit of a gut check here, Sudeep, and here's the deal, right? It seems to me that the general level of economic stress is up. Part of that is market volatility. You and I talked about that a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday. Part of it, obviously, is inflation. Here's my question, though. Isn't this what's supposed to happen as the Fed raises rates and we try to slow this economy?
This is exactly what's supposed to happen, okay. But 8% inflation was not supposed to happen.
Right.
And it was not supposed to happen month after month after month. And so nobody's really prepared for this. It's been 30 years since we've seen anything even close to this, 40 years, 50 years since we've had a similar environment. It's just not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. The Fed chair, Jay Powell, was on this program saying that within the last week. It's just not going to be pretty. And he knows that. We know that. We all just have to get to the point of accepting it. And that is the price that we will pay for getting to a better place. And just accept it, and then we'll get there. But we have to accept it. And the markets are basically indicating that they're going through that process right now.
Huh. A little bit of denial. All right. Jordan Holman, consumer and retail reporter for Bloomberg Extraordinaire. Here's my question to you. Retail sales, we learned this week, are up 0.9% March to April. That, I think, was the fourth consecutive month of increase. How long does that keep up as the aforementioned agita that we're having in this economy takes hold?
Yeah, it seems like we are coming to an end of that growth. And the important caveat of that growth that we saw in April is that it was not adjusted for inflation, the numbers that we saw this week. So we do not know how much is taken into account of people are just spending more on the same items that they would have paid a lower price for this time last year. So that's super important. And then also the other thing is, how are people paying for that? Is that on credit cards? Because that has another implication for debt. So right now, to Sudeep's point, people are adjusting expectations for what this economy is going to look like and how consumers should be spending.
Yeah, I think people are adjusting. The stock market is adjusting, as Sudeep said, and businesses are adjusting. To which, Jordan, let me ask you one more thing. The story out of Target and Walmart this week about lower margins, inventory challenges. What are you hearing from the people who are in charge of these big retail companies about their prospects, I suppose?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise in the retail sector right now. So the main threat that I'm hearing is that consumer behavior has shifted so rapidly that there was an expectation that people were going to start spending more on services and goods, or also the type of goods that they were going to buy were going to change. So more in the grocery and food and gas, because people know that they're going to spend more money. So they might pull back on discretionary items like apparel. But when you're a large company like Target, you're ordering things out months in advance. So to switch that quickly is very difficult. And that's why you saw dramatic shifts in sell-offs for Target. Right. It was the most since 1987. Right. And that goes back to those expectations changing, just because these are big shifts that have to change their strategies.
Yeah, the company was down, like shares were down like 25% in a day. All right, so Sudeep, let me ask you this, and I'm intentionally not prejudging the likelihood or not likelihood of recession, right? But it is much more in the air than it was even a couple of weeks ago. And so the question to you is not whether you think it's going to happen, but what are you going to be looking for? What are the indicators to you over the next, 8, 12 months that this economy is slowing sharply?
So the obviously the most important indicator is the job market, is job growth, it's wage growth, how much that gets dented along the way. That's really going to be the driver. The super hot job market is a leading driver of wage growth, which is good until we see 8% inflation, and that's what needs to get addressed. look, there's a recession and then there's a recession.
Right.
If we have some light rain, a very mild recession, that's kind of what that's Jay Powell's dream right now. That is, you have a little bit of a pullback in consumer spending. You let us get through this period. You have a small adjustment. And then we can come back out of it. But this lurching of the economy, 2 years ago, we were, in negative oil prices, store mm-hmm. shutdowns, nobody on an airplane. Now you can't get a seat on an airplane. It's all the opposite. How do you plan for that? If you're a business, how do you plan for that? If you're a consumer, how do you plan for that? If you still got your stuff stuck on a boat somewhere, on a mm-hmm. ship trying to come over, how do you plan for that? We kind of just need to go through a brief cleansing period to get the system back in order and hope we come out of it quickly, but it just needs to be brief because the downside is that it takes a long time and that's just too painful for all of us.
Yeah, the cleanse is always so hard. So Jordan, let me ask you this. What are you looking for to indicate that, there's substantial economic slowing coming?
So looking at that consumer sentiment, because that is futuristic, mm-hmm. how people are feeling about that, Deloitte has had some data out today actually showing that the level of people being concerned about their savings has jumped up to 52% from 40% of Americans saying they're concerned. So looking at how people feel about the economy is really key and also gives indications about, do they feel comfortable buying big ticket items? Do they feel comfortable buying discretionary items? And then that gives an indication of how retailers need to plan for the future.
Jordan Holman, she's at Bloomberg, where she does consumers and retail. Sudeep Reddy's at Politico, where he's one of the people in charge. Thanks, you two. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.